Comedian Chris Rock returned to the stage last night for the first time since the Oscars when he was slapped by actor Will Smith. Tickets for Rock's show at Boston's Wilbur Theater last night soared after Sunday night's incident. WBUR's Christella Guerra was outside the theater talking to audience members before and after the show.
There were plenty of predictions among those waiting in line for Chris Rock's 7:30 show. Here's Issa Wells from Foxborough.
I think he's going to roast Will Smith for an hour straight and then probably get to the rest of his jokes.
But Rock didn't roast Will Smith and only briefly mentioned Sunday's incident. In a video posted online by the trade paper Variety, Rock opened the show by asking the audience how their weekends were. Then he said he was still processing what happened Sunday and would have plenty to say about it later. But his plan for now was to stick with the routine he'd already written before the Oscars. Catherine West Hines of Malden was okay with that decision.
We first came out, we gave him an amazing standing ovation, and then we did it again, three ovations, and he was very misty-eyed. He started crying. You could see the tears coming from him. He was amazing.
Though Rock didn't talk about it, there were plenty of conversations in line about Rock's joke and Smith's response, ranging from reflections on comedy to reflections on blackness, black women, and the deep significance of their hair. Teresa Grenham from Dorchester said the joke about Jada Pinkett Smith's hair was just another example of how the world disrespects black women. And Grenham defended Will Smith's response, though she doesn't condone violence.
He was protecting his woman because he knew this was a sensitive situation for her. Our hair is a sensitive situation for us.
Ultimately, those who came out last night were Chris Rock fans, including Krissa Casellas of Walpole. She heads a local support group for people with alopecia and has lived with it herself for around 25 years.
I do. I love Chris Rock. I've always loved him. I think he's a great comedian. And I think that what he said, it can offend some people, especially those who have alopecia. But it all depends on the context that you take it in. I mean, I'm looking at this as a learning experience. You know, we can educate the world about alopecia now. Thank you so much for saying, something about being G.I. Jane. I've been called G.I. Jane over 100 times in my life.
Casellas was hoping to give Rock information about alopecia last night, but she wasn't able to get tickets, even from scalpers. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Cristela Guerra.